Today's daf is Bechoras daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hey Amad Beis by the Mishnah as we continue our discussions of Meiser Behema. And we have a Ptur, two Pturim listed in the Mishnah here. Halokeach, or the other gear says Halakuach, a bought animal. Special din, based on Sukkim, a bought animal is Pater from Meiser Behema. It has to be born with you and grow up with you. That is the when it is chayev and meiser. Halakuach oshanitan lo b'matana pater mi meiser behema. One is pater. We'll talk about a little bit later on the daf what happens if it was born with me and then I sold it and then I bought it back. Is it a din of the animal had to be born with me or it had to be mine throughout? Right. Sometimes you have a discussion whether you need a process that goes from A to B to C in time, or you just need A and C. Right? The Gemara, the discussion in the first paragraph of Masechet Baba Kama, in terms of Hezek, I have an animal that belonged to me at the time of the Maisa Hezek and at the time of the Gemara Din. But what about if in between it wasn't mine? So here too, we will see. But either way, just the halacha is that if it's bought or nitin b'matana, so then one is pater from Maiser Behema. Where do we know that from? Mina animili amar of kahana to amar kra. And again, just to mention again, the today's shiur and this month's shiur, finishing up the month, is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by his grandchildren and great grandchildren, the Osteen Tannenbaum, Braun Leichtung, and Greenberg families. We thank them for the sponsorship for this past month. Okay. Minon Emili, Amar of Kahana do Amar Krab, Bechor Banecha Titein Li, Kentasa Lashorcha Lutzonecha. As the Pasuk puts together a hekesh between Pidyon Aben and Bechor Behema, and therefore we compare the two. Ma Banecha Ein Bilakuach Ubematana. Just like your children aren't bought and your children aren't given as a gift, right? There's nothing to talk about, not shy to talk about it in those terms. Afsonecha Ubakarcha. So too, your tzon and your bakar do not apply to lakuach and matana. Says Gemara, wait a minute. So what does that have to do with Meiser Behema? V'hai b'v'charksiv. Right, those tzukim by b'char. We're comparing b'char Behema to Pidyon HaBen. Gemara says, amakra ta'ase. Take out the word kain ta'ase. Emeinu inyin l'b'char d'lo isa ba'asiya. If the pasuk can't be talking about b'char, it says do, you shall do. By b'char, there's nothing to do. Delo isa be'asiya, there's nothing to do, demei rechem kadosh, taneo inyan lemaiser behema. So we say it must be talking about maiser behema, and again, reflective of the connection between the two, as we saw in the Rambam, and as we saw in other sources as well. Stop there for a moment, a number of points are ready to make on these items. First, we'll start with the larger. The Hai Bechar Ksiv. Rashi says, what do you mean, Bechar Ksiv? And by Bechar, it can't be talking about, it's not talking about Meiser. So Rashi, Ba'at Yalfas Bine Meiser, number one, Va'od Bechar Kadosh Bilakuach Umatana. Shahari Misha Shano Lad Kadosh. Number one, the Pasuk is not talking about Meiser. Number two, it's not relevant to talk about a Ptur of Lakuach and Matana when it comes to Bechar, because Bechar is automatically Kadosh. Right, it's chayiv, whether it's lakuach, whether it's matana. Right, when it's born, it is niskadesh. Right, mishashenolad kadosh. That is Rashi. Look in the Rishash here. The Rishash, classically, again, the Rishash, we always point out, amazing that he has something to say on every daf and shas. Every daf and shas, there's something that the Rishash comments on. So the Rishash here wonders, he just has it as a possibility. Kushali. Halo matzi lemeimar da'akni le mishah sheyatza rubo. I could come up with a case that before there is kedushas bechor, but there is a shayach to talk about lakuach and matana. What if at the moment that most of the animal comes out, yitzias rubo, at that moment you sell it? So maybe at that moment, right, it's not niskadesh yet, it's not fully out, but it's able to be sold, and that's where you would have the p'tur. So why does Rashi say it? It's impossible to talk about. It's automatic. That's the question of the Rishas. If you look in the Rishas Bikurim, here he discusses the, again, remember the Rishas Bikurim, Rav Avram Weinberg, the Rav of Warsaw, and Rav in Warsaw, and he discusses this possibility of the Rishas. Lefi ani hazdaiti lo kasha midi. says, I don't think it's a problem. But the Gemara says this, and Rashi says, there's no way to talk about a situation where a Bechor could be subject to Lakuach HaMatana. The Rasha says, Yisias Rubo, Lo Kashamidi. Dim Hiknel, because when will you market it? Dim Hiknelo, Shakinyin Yachul Bishas Yisias Rubo, if you will market it beforehand. Just the Chalos Kinyin would be Chal at the, right, somebody sells me a Bechor and they want it to be sold to me at the moment that most of the animal is out. Ein hakinyan chal klal. De oz chal hakdusha. Vien habachar shalosh yu chal agnoso. At that moment, Yisias Rubo, we've had earlier, it already has kedushas bechor. So at that moment, it's not, you can't sell it. V'yavta b'shas pulas hakinyan hayishalo, and even though the mice hakinyan was earlier, v'kal makam azlin abasar shas chalos hakinyan. You go by the chalos hakinyan. Comes up because Yerushalmi and Gittin about get. We know this comes up by Mechiras Chametz. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, how do you sell it? It's a discussion in Reb Kiva Eger, in the Tshuvas, about what if I do a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos and a chalos kinyan on Shabbos. Right, is that something that is not allowed? Is that included in the Gzeira of Mechach u'Memkar of Kinyanim on Shabbos? So sometimes in Halacha, we're mechalik between the Maisa Kinyan and the chalos kinyan. So here, if the chalos kinyan is at the moment of Yitzias Rubo, it's already too late. Ach lefia nirek kan af, and he quotes a discussion of Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about get, that there's a chalos kinyan later, and then at the time of the chalos kinyan, he's a shota. So who does it go like? So Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish suggests that it goes by Shas Nesina, because then it was Yipikeach. But he says in our case, even Reish Lakish would be mode that it would not work. V'im kein dinya zelu yitzir klal. The b'shas chalos hakedusha iyefsha shiachol hakinyan. V'im yachol rega lefnei achalos lo nechshav lakuach. Kamo de gabe meiser ein lakuach chal al mechusar zman. Kita kamin lakam b'shmeisen, as we'll see. So he goes through the details and says the Rishash's hechi timsi is not going to work. He has a couple of another column related to that. That is number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to make on the discussion here of Bechor not being subject to Lakuach or Matana, or Pidyon HaBen. What about Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says? It's not shy to talk about, right? By Pidyon HaBen, Lakuach and Mabanecha ain b'Lakuach u'b'Matana. So obviously you can't buy a child and Matana. What about adoption? So again, that's not Mamish Lakuach, but Lachora, there's not going to be, the Pidyon HaBen is still subject. If there's a Bechor that is subject to Pidyon HaBen and then he's adopted by another family, then obviously he's still going to be subject to Pidyon HaBen. There's not going to be a Pidyon HaKuach because it's Chal on the father, that the original father, and if the biological father, and then it will be Chal on the son, as we discussed in the previous parak, is the Iker Chiyav on the father, is the Iker Chiyav on the son. Rav Shlomo Kluger discusses adoption. The first Rav Shlomo Kluger in Eben Ezer, on Siman Aleph. In Eben Ezer, the first Siman in Eben Ezer is Puravu, right? The Shulchan Aruch starts off. Eben Ezer, Chayiv Kol Adam Lisa Isha, Kedei Lifros Velirbos. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody has to get married in order to have children, right? Doesn't say, even if you want to say like the Rambam holds, that there's a separate mitzvah to get married, but what's the purpose of getting married, right? Very serious issue. You know, many of the young couples in our day, maybe even earlier in our day, right, they don't realize that, you know, the getting married means, you know, one is ready to build a family. It's not that, you know, one could get married and then one could delay without any specific reason or heter in terms of building the family. But the Shulchan Aruch says, person chayav adam lisa isha, kedei lifras v'lirbos. Big sugya. V'chol mi she'en ozeg v'peri v'rivya, kilu shofech damim, umimayid es admus, v'gorim l'shchina she'testalik mi Yisrael. Strong words at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer. Haga, v'chol mi she'en lo isha, shari below bracha, below Torah, v'lo nikra adam. All based on Chazals. V'kiva she'nasi isha, avonosav mif. Avonosa mefakpakim. Shnemar matza isha matzato v'yafeg ratzon meis Hashem. Good, quoting from the tour. So in the Chachma Shlomo right here, the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the Marsha is the Maharshal, or Shlomo Luria. The Chachma Shlomo here on Shulchan Aruch is the Shlomo Kluger. So he quotes, V'nista pakti, I have a suffix, v'misha gidel yasom v'yasoma v'toch beso, im nechshav zeh kiyim puruvu. Is that at least a partial kiyum approval? Is it? It's obviously chesed, and it's amazing. And some of these foster parents are adopted parents are unbelievable. The question is, technically, halachically, is it a partial kiyum approval? Does puravu require biological? Right, we discussed this a week or two ago when we discussed by Geiris, Right? That's a different way, maybe an opposite kind of question. There you're the biological father, but maybe not the halachic father. So therefore, does Puravu work there? So here, you're not the biological father, but maybe you're Megadel Yasav Yisomot Beso. So it's kind of the opposite. So he says, Kibash Amar Chazal, of course, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Megadel Yasav Yisomot Beso Ma'ala Lavakaz of Kilu Yaldo, Imken Yesh Lomar, Davi Nami, Ki'ilu, Ki'im Puravu. O Al Kalpanim, or Ein Adomel of Lan Mamish, V'lo Ki'im Bazeh Puravu. Velachora nira dezetali beplukta hadrisha imataz. Well, maybe it's the machlokas, the drisha and the taz. What is that machlokas about? They have a general machlokas. He quotes, "How do you view ki'ilus in Chazal? How do you view ki'ilus? How close is it?" He says, "The biyaradeas in reish manbeis the dash hadrisha the kolmakom the namar ki'ilu ein hamukash shove el mi shemakish lo." It's not exactly the same. Vataz cholik. Right, there's a lot of ki'ilus. Right, there are those that, right, you're going to say that it's one of the big three. Somebody has to give their life for a mevayish pechaver barabim, right, and the like. So there are some kiilus that are more kiilu than others. So he said to Hushav Amamish, Olakach Hachinami, La Adrisha, Kivan Deimashan Amamish, Lokach Nehit, Amrina Havikilu Yaldum, Mikomakam Enele Damabish, Vinu Yotzi Baidei Piravu, Avalatash, Hushav Amamish, Az Yotzi Baidei Piravu. Very fascinating chiddush. That he's bringing in the ki'ilus. First of all, you might be mechali between different ki'ilus. I think instinctively we would have done that. Number two, you might have thought that maybe it's a puravu machlo issue. It's not a general ki'ilu machlokas. But he first looks at it as a ki'ilu machlokas. Miyu afla hadrisha. Even according to the drisha who says it's not ki'ilus are in mamish, become makom havi rak im lo holid klau. Avalim holidu mesu v'gidol yasom v'yasoma vade ki'im puravu. To be manavshach. Maybe they could be a team effort. But interesting. But either way, that's the big discussion. Adoption in halacha is a big discussion. The areas of halacha are a very important issue. The Tzitz Eliezer has a crucial tshuva in terms of adoption and yichud and negia. You know, he talks about there that if somebody adopts at a very, very young age, and the child knows and considers, not just because they're nice, but like, this is the only father I've ever known, they're a baby, so then there could be coolers regarding Negi and Yichud. And he says, you have to publicize this psak, because if not, people are just going to be scared, and there's going to be Jewish children there that don't have a home, and people are going to say, okay, when I get older, there's going to be Yichud problems. This is crazy. I'm not going to get myself into this. So he says, Yishmachem Lahakel, if it's at a very young age, and one should be mefarsim. He writes that in a number of tshuvas. You know, one should be mefarsim because then it's just going to lead to, if there's a kula, if there's a heter, then you have to make sure people know about it so that they can function in the situation. Good. So this is about the patur of lakuach and matana when it comes to ma'aser behema, and it's learned out from the comparison to bachar, and even though the pasuk is about bachar, so we compare it to ma'aser. Good. Let's do a little bit more, and then we'll get back to a related issue. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema, right on the fourth line now, fifth line. Ve'ema, the pasuk can't be talking, the word ta'aseh in the pasuk can't be talking about Bechor because there's nothing to do there, because it's automatically Kadosh. So it must be talking about Meiser. Ve'ema, Taneo, Inyan, Lachatas, Elasham. Maybe ta means Chatas and Asham. Maybe you cannot use an animal that was Lakuachu or Matana for a carbon Chatas and Asham. Dumya da Hanach, Dumya da Bincha. No, it's talking about must be similar to Bincha in the Pasuk. Ma Bincha she'eino ba'al chait. Just like Bincha is not ba'al chait. That, pigeon aben. So Avson chub of Sharcha she'eino ba'al chait. Has to be eino ba'al chait. Ve'eima taneo inyan la'ola l'shlamim. It's not ba'al chait. Again, we mention often, Ola is mechaper for certain averos. Mechaper on bitel aseis. Mechaper on hirhurei. Avera maybe, but the Gemara always calls this in the category of Eino Baal Chait. Only Chatas and Asham are called Baal Chait. Good. So maybe it's talking about Ola and Shlamim, which are Bab and Adava. Ola, the Gemara says in Zachem Dav Zayin, it's Doron. Rava says it's Doron. It's a present. So, Dumya, and even though it's different than Shlamim. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. Then the Perek Gimel says, Ola, there is Vidui to do on Ola. There's no vidui to do on Shlamim. But they're both in the category of Eino Baal Chait. By Shlamim, if you remember, the Rambam says that we do Divrei Shevach on a shlamim, while on an ola, we do vidui. We do vidui. I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam here. In Maisa Karbanos, the end of Perak Gimel, he says, what do? Ketzat somech, imaya karban kachi kachim, amida betzafon upon of the myrav, asomech obin vizrach upon of the myrav. Umeniach shte yodav bein shte karnav umisvade. Al chatas avon chatas, al asham avon asham, al ole misvade avon asei. Vi avon loads asei, shenitek lasei. So even the Rambam doesn't call it in exact parallel. Chatas is avon chatas, asham is avon asham, ola doesn't say avon ola. Right, al ola misvade avon asei v'avon lo sase shenidag lasei. And then the Rambam says in a separate halacha, ketzad, separate paragraph, ketzad misvade v'chulu. Chatas evisi peshati v'asidi kafakach. And then at the end he says, harbei karben shlamim, somech b'chol makam sheyirtzim in azara b'makam shchita, v'yirali she'ino misvade ala shlamim, aval omer divrei shevach. Right, you don't say divrei shevach by the vidui of the shlamim. Doesn't even say vidui, right? It's not vidui, right? Eino misvade al shlamim. There's no vidui. You just say divrei shevach when you're doing the smicha. But either way, ol and shlamim are both called not ba al chait. So maybe that's what the pasuk's talking about. Just like pidgin aben is not ba al chait, so to ol and shlamim. Dumya de bincha, ma bincha sheino ba benedir benedava. Pidgin aben is not ba benedir benedava, right? It's not coming to fulfill a neder and a dava. It's a mitzvah. It's automatic. Af tzoncha v'sharcha v'chulu, and therefore I can't be talking about either of those. Again, stop there for a moment. 2 points. Number one, the mitzvah eisan here in the back, one of the achronim says. So the Gemara here said that the meirechem kadosh, right? It's automatically meirechem, and therefore ta'aseh cannot be talking about bichor. 1 second, but don't we know from some achronim that af al pisha niskadesh mitzvah lahakdisho, right? And if there's a mitzvah lahakdisho to add your own element, so maybe taaseh could be referring to that. The kasha hatena chaliba de Rabbi Yishmael the chulu aval the rabbanan asvir le de mitzvah lahakdisho af agav de kadosh b'meila dechsev hazachar takdish v'yemke minale dekra de v'chein taaseh Iri b'maiser behema hamatzu shapir lo ukmel b'bechar dila the two isa basia kiva the tzarach lakdisha nami b'peh misha mitzvah. Maybe Tase is telling you the extra mitzvah. Says the mitzvah eisan, as we would have guessed what the answer is. You're right, there's mitzvah lakdisha, but it's not really. That's not really an asiya. The yeshlomar denehi the mitzvah lak minatara lakdisha miu kiva the kaddish balava chilo mikri asiya. You're really changing the status from chol to kodesh. That's not called an asiya. Right, that's it's a nice thing to do, but lamaisa is automatically kadosh even without you doing anything. So that's not called an asiya. V'od da asiya mashba davar hamaakev ubibchor ein hahektish maakev bo. Debalav hachi gamkin is kadosh birechem. Number one, what are you doing? And number two, is it really maakev? Right, and that's what the some achronim of Salvation compared that bechor to kiddush. Right, mitzvah lahakdisho. What do you mean? It's Kaddish anyway. It's Shabbos anyway, whether I made Kiddush or I didn't make Kiddush. But there's still an idea of Zarcha Shem Shabbos Akacho to add your own personal element. B'dibur, right? We paskin, like the Rishonim, Rove Rishonim say that the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush is B'dibur. Yes, there are some Rishonim, Dei and Tosfos and Imsachim, that says Kiddush d'araisa is Al Hayayin. And there's a day of the Mefarish and Meseches Nazir that you have to even drink the wine. A little bit on a Daraisa level. But Pashas, we don't pass on like those Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say that the mitzvah Kiddush Daraisa is Dibur. And therefore, what are you doing? Same thing as Bechor Behema Tahora. There's a mitzvah like Disho, even though it's Kaddush without it, and therefore that can't be the Asiya that is being referred to in the Torah. Isn't there an Asiya by Shabbos also? Right, and then but these are the lashon of asiya by Shabbos. But there you have something else. That asiya could be create a day of shvisa. Right, your not acting could be an asiya. That's a real asiya. Right, not every mitzvah saseh is fulfilled b'kum baseh. Sometimes we could do something by not doing something. And that can be called an asiyah, right? Lo samar al dam reyecha. That's the opposite. That's a lo sase. This b'shev al tas. If sometimes you have a mitzvah sase by not doing something, right? There are examples of that. So therefore, the asiyah of Shabbos could be different, even though it is a little bit parallel, right? We're heading towards the end of Maseches Bechoros. Maybe we'll just mention one more time. I don't know if it comes up again. We'll see the taz that we've mentioned a number of times in the Masechta, all the way back at the beginning, based on Demei Rechem Kadosh, right? The important taz, where the Taz talks about the Shin Chaf Aleph in Yerodeah. The Taz talks about the three mitzvahs of Bechor in Halacha. Bechor Behema Tahora, Pidyon Ben, Bechor Behema Temeah, by Chamor. Why is it, says the Taz, ask the Taz, that only two out of three get a bracha. There's a bracha by Pechter Chamor, there's a bracha by Pidyon Ben, there's no bracha by Bechor Behema Tahora. Why not? Says the Taz, even though, exactly what the Mitzvah Eisan says here, even though Mitzvah Lagdisho, but fundamentally not really doing anything. Right? Bechor Behema Temeya, I'm doing something. I'm changing the status from the Chamor. Right? Boy, Pidyon HaBen, I'm doing something. I'm changing the status. Whatever it means that the firstborn son is Kadosh, right? There's no halachic ramifications. There's no Isser Hana, but I'm changing some type of status. But by Bechor Behema Tahora, what am I doing? Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. The Taz quotes the Prisha. He doesn't like his answer. And then he says his important Yisod. When I'm doing something and I'm accomplishing something, that's where I make a bracha. I was zoche to do Ratzon Hashem. That's when you make a bracha. Interesting. He's talking about a birchas mitzvah. Just notice that. Birchas HaMitzvah is different than Birchas Shevach. But he's noted that even the Birchas HaMitzvah has some Shevach to it. You make the Bracha on the Mitzvah by being Meshamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it gives you the opportunity to do the Mitzvah. So it's a little blurring the lines a little bit between Mitzvah and Shevach. Right? Al Zeh Mevarach Shezacha La'asos Mishalo Ratzon HaMakom Baruch Hu. Masha'enkin B'Bechor D'me'olam Lohayil L'Yisrael Zechuspo D'mishenolad Hu Ve'gazet D'Rachmana. It was always Birshus Hektish. He gives his money, that's the Taz, Shin Chaf Aleph Zayin in Yerodeah, again learned out based on this idea of Meirechem Huktash. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara now. Again, we had this drasha comparing Pidyon HaBen to Meiser Behema, but it doesn't say Meiser Behema in the pasuk. So how do you know it's Meiser Behema? Well, we can't be talking about Pidyon about Bechor because there's no Asiyah. So Gemara says maybe it's Chaz and Asham. No, that's not Pidyon HaBen is not Baal Chay. Ola and Shlamim. No, Ba Ben Adam and Adava. Next, v'ema teneu inyan la olas re'iyah. So maybe the pasuk's talking about olas re'iyah. Olas re'iyah is not ba'al chet, and it's also not ba'ben edem b'davah. You have to bring the carbon, ola, on alila regel. So maybe that's the comparison in the pasuk, that cannot become bilakuachu b'matana. How do you know talking about ma'aser behema? Dumya de bincha, ma bincha she'in kavua lo zman. Avshorcha v'tzoncha she'in kavua lo zman. No, it has to be something that's not kavua lo zman. So Pidyon HaBen is not kavua lo zman, and Meiser Behema is not kavua lo zman. What do you mean not kavua lo zman? One each year is not kavua lo zman, even though there's Rosh Hashanah la Meiser Behema, that's not kavua lo zman. That's not like Olas Re'iyah. Olas Re'iyah is kavua lo zman. How is it kavua lo zman? Look at Rashi. Rashi is in one word to the Girsa. Bechor ein zman kavua likdushaso. Right, there's no zman kavua for its hakdasha. Right, masha'en kein. What's the contrast for olas re'iyah? There is a zman kavua for hakdasha. So, ask the Rishis Bikurim. Why is that? I can be makdish my olas re'iyah 2 days before yantif, a week before yantif, 3 weeks before yantif. So why is that called olas re'iyah? Why is that called zman kavua la hakdasha? So, what's the answer? Because a carbon only has full kedusha, he says, once it is shechted. And they're all shechted, yantif. Right, and that's the, right, we know that the Gemara says, sakin moshchas on the mashahein, right, that's a lashon of the Gemara. And he has here, As the Gemara says in Sota, Daf Yudalev, Dam afa gavde kadishte sakin b'tzavar behema. Right, that's an important, and therefore shchita is the Gemara kedusha, and that is why it's called kavua lozman, in contrast to other cases of pigeon aben, it's not kavua lozman, and meiser behema is not kavua lozman. Ma ima bincha ena balakua klal af sharcha vitzoncha ena balakua klal. One more question. Well, just like Pidyon HaBen, it's not shayach to talk about lakuach at all, so maybe sharcha v'tzoncha. Maybe it's not, it has to be a case where it's not shayach to talk about lakuach klal. Alama Ravasi Amar Biochanan. Why do we say that there is a case of Maiser Meima that is chayiv, even though it's sold? Even though lakuach, right? We said there's a p'tur lakuach, but that's not total. By Pidyon HaBen, it's total. So it's not an exact parallel, because by Maiser Behemah it's not total. Why? What about the following case? If somebody buys 10 sheep fetuses, right? So then kulam nechazan l'dilas aser. So it was bought before they were born. So from the moment they were born into a person's rishus, and it's always theirs. So you see there, that's a case of lakuach that is chayiv. So it's not an exact parallel to Pidyon HaBen. So Amar Rava, Amar Kra Tase, B'shas Asiyam Yed HaKasif. That lakuach is not relevant to us. That's before the world of Maiser Behema, before the world of Asiyah. It's too early, and therefore it's not going to ruin the comparison. Good. So we have a patur of Matana, and a patur of lakuach. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, Yaradeya. This is in Yoredea Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin, he was asked this question. He asked this question in Cheshvan, Tav Kuf Tzadiches. The question was, Nidon, Ish Echad, Haisa Lo Para Mivakeres. Right, a para was about to have, we mentioned here, that there's no, by Pidyon HaBen, it's not going to be, there's no Lakuach, and that's Rabbi Yisrael Behema. So he just relates, okay, we could mention this up above also, but he says, what happens if the mother was sold to a goy katan? Umachra la goy katan ben teshanim. Bekesef visitumta. Hanoheges b'shuke ben asochrim. Lamaisa, this was the case. A Jew sold it to a goy katan with kinyin kesef and situmta. V'yata yolda zachar, I niftarim in a bechora o kinyin shal goy katan mahani lafkiya mikdushas bechora olo. That's the Shaila. This has many layers of the Shaila. Many layers of the Shaila. Number one, is there shiurim of age when it comes to a guy? Is there anything to talk about a guy? Right, there's a Chazal say that shiurim were given to Bnei Yisrael, Halacha Moshe Sinai. So maybe by a guy, there's no such thing as shiurim, right, when he's old enough to understand, right, he's old enough to understand, and he's a gadol, right? What kind of kinyanim work with a guy? Kesef and Situmta v'chulu. Is this going to be good enough for Hafkaz Kedusha? But he says, if the katan is not called Bechal Das, Pasha Shem Maisav Klum. What about if he is? So this is the part that's important for us. Umalaso Kasav, Shal Kalpanim, it's at least Hefker. So is Hefker Poter? Is Hefker Poter by Bechor? Al Kalpanim, Hefker Yisrael Paraso, Venis Yaishe Mena. Right, and Hefker is Pater from Bechorah. And he said, quotes the Tosefta, Mesechas Bechoros. And then he quotes, could you compare the Hefker of Chametz to this Hefker? By Hefker of Chametz, sometimes it's called a Harama. Here it would be less than a Harama. Anyway, he goes through this discussion, and he talks about all the cases that have a Ptur, Mechira and Lakuach. What about Hefker? What about Hefker? So what about Maiser Behema? Maiser Behema, if somebody's Mafkir their animals, and then takes it back, is that going to be, similar to Lakuach? Is there going to be a patur there? Because again, it relates to this question we started off with today. If there's a change in the rishus in the middle, is that poter? Right. So that's what the Chassam Sofer talks about here in Yoredeya Shin Yud Zayin. At the end, he says he's ready to say that it is poter, and he says maybe while the guy has it, maybe tell him to make a little mum. and that I'll be okay with. It says, "Im yaskim imi gadol echad eyed nimne imo lismocha poskim to kesef lachud kone upishakam ulayv si tumta kone gam hacha v'itim pruta la'akam katan shi'ato b'mum sheshochtan la bizman hazeh v'yishcha b'mum ba." Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Basi, Amar B'Yochanan, what we just spoke about, Loka Chasar Ubar B'Mei Imanu Kula Nichras on the Deir L'Saser. We said if the Lakuach, if the Mekach happened before the animals were born, so then that does not affect them. There's no Ptur, and therefore they're just like born in this owner's Rishus, and therefore it is okay. We'll get to Hashem soon about buying or doing Kinyanim on a Uber. But didn't we learn Lakuach is poter? So isn't this Lakuach? Why isn't this called Lakuach? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan Chazoi Bechelma. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream last night. So Milsa Ma'al Yamina. I know I'm going to say something great. Right? He was my Rebbe, so, you know, that was a good sign. As we just said, Bishas Asiya. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Zayin, if you see Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, I'm not sure how we would know it's Rabbi Yochanan, but if we would see Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara talks about, he was large, long eyelashes, you know, I guess we could guess, maybe it's like a t-shirt that says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know exactly how, but if you see Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, be Mitzapel Lenisim. Be mitzvah for miracles. So that's what the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Nun Zayin. But he took this as a siman tov that he saw the dream. There's a huge discussion, which we're not going to get fully into right now, about paskening based on a dream, about taking messages from a dream. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's an amazing Gemara. Amazing Gemara. Somebody has a dream that their father comes to them in a dream and says, "I left money under the tree in the backyard, but it's Maaser Sheni money. So just take it up to Yerushalayim." And the guy wakes up in the morning and he goes back and he finds the money. Guess what? He could keep it and he does not have to treat it like Maaser Sheni money. What do you mean? Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hiter. Right? Your father was the one that told you where it is. No? Dibre Chalomos Lomalan Vlomoridin. Right? And therefore the Gemara says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Amazing. Amazing. Hari Sharoas Aviyim Shahidmin Mos Basashida Tebu Migdal Vamar, or he says, it belongs to so and so. Shall Ploni Hain, shall Maiser Shani Hain, Im Kamosar Dwarf Kayam, Vim Kamarim Lomar Klum, Harishim Star Vahula Vahulu, says Direchalamus Lamalam Lomaridin. Amazing. Says the Ran, what's the Chiddush? The Ran there in Sanhedrin. Can't learn Sanhedrin without the Chiddush Iran. Says the Ran, what's the Chiddush? V'yim Tomar, v'chi adif chalom me'ed echad, da'amrinan shal ma'iser sheni heim b'bayis lo amaklum? Right? Is it worse, is any worse than one aid? If one aid says that money is a ma'iser sheni lo amaklum, yesh lo amar itzrich. Salkatai da'chamina chalom adif, shehu echad mishishim minavua. I might have thought that a dream is stronger than an eid echad, because as the Gemara says, that a dream is 1/60th of prophecy. Kamash Balan, Dafilo Aki, Dibre Chalamos, Lomalav Lomoridin, Leeser Lomamono, Vyavavishish Raglayim Ladavar, Dakush Takamar, and even though is a Raglayim Ladavar, there's a good chance, Kagon Hacha Shahodio Hechan Hayamos Tmunim, he told you where the money is being hid. Afilo Hachi Lomahani Chalamos Leeser. Even so. V'kivan shekein, and because of that, mashbali, the Ran also says, machlokas rishonim, the Ran also says, if somebody takes a neder in a dream, he doesn't have to hold of the neder. Takes a neder in a dream that he's not going to eat blank, ain't tzorech heter, d'divrei chalomos lomalav lomaridin le'esar hamuter. V'yaf agav, but we know, if somebody is put into cherim in a dream, niduhu b'chalom tzorech heter, as the Gemara says in the Darim on Daf Ches, that's different. Hasam, I know time, but Darmina Dibin Shemayim Nidu. That's from Hashem. Aval, Leneder, Dahavi Isura, Dibre Chalomus Lomalin, Velomoridin. Viava Bisha Harash Bazal, Hitzrecheta, Lemishanada Bachalom, Beshe Mixas Benagon, and Beshuva Sheila. And even though I know my grand Rebbe, the Rashba, says that you need it, but I think it's different. I think it's different. Again, the Ran on Adora might have been written by Rav David Bonfield, or Ran on Sanhedrin. But this is the Ran. Points out in the footnotes here, you know, you might have thought Chalom is better because there's 1/60th of Nevuah. You can't Pascha based on Nevuah either. So why is it even better? V'yim Tomar, Re'a, Filon Avi, Be'atzmai, No Nam on Yosem Eid Echad. right? And he says, quotes of Rabbi Chanan, Achi Yavo Eliyo, Haino Shi Yinam Ke'ed Echad, Osha Nitva Yizbayish V'yodem, Al Einem Manus Eliyo Anavi, Yosem Me'ed Echad. Interesting, but again, dreams are not based on, we don't use dreams to paskin fully. Just maybe one other point, that's a fascinating story. The Rav Avadia Yosef has three volumes on Hilchos Nida, Taras Abayis. So if you look in the Hakdama to the second volume of Taras Abayis, he talks about that he's involved in so many things in his life, and he's thinking maybe he should give up some of the pursuits that he has, political, this and that, and maybe he didn't know what to do. So what happened? Eskara yamim mikadim im lovavi asicha va'ala b'machshav alafanai l'ma'et b'hofa'ati b'rabim. I thought maybe to stop public appearances. Kedei lehismaser yoser ba'arichas kol chiburai asher imi b'ksuvim. I have so much to write. Maybe I said stop my public appearances just to work on my writing. Ki masai es agam anochi lebeisi v'imimein ani li mili v'rayoni al mishkavi saliku v'hinei b'chalomi b'layla hahu. I had a dream that night. Ra'isi esagon Reb Yosef Chaim mi-Bavel. I saw the Ben Yehoyada in my dream. I saw the Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ishchai. Asher bol avakeh bevesi. He came to visit me in my house. Upanav mi-Iroz kizor achama. His face was shining like the sun. Nichnas l'cheder ha-sifriya. V'his yashiv li'ad ha-shulchan. He sat down next to me at the table. Ra'al lefanav echan mi-chiburai. He saw one of my chiburim on the table. Kim dumani chuvas yabia omer. He looks around at my Abia Omer. Tov Ma'od. Okay, you got a haskama from the Ben Ishchai. Vishalosi, Haimani Mamshich Lohofia Validrosh Barabim, Divrei Torah Musar. Kasha Haisa Bamna Iti. He asked me, you're gonna keep giving public drushes? Anisi via marti, ki adainani mamshakambia mailo lofia barabim shiri Torah Badrushos, Ashokanani Hashem, Ubadera Klalani Mofia Biachadim Amiti Arava Godol, reviewed at Staka, Achitonati Lafana, Shah's Dover Zemma freely, Behem Shakhanas Arichas Kiburai, Lotiam Laar. I'm losing time. Ana Dodiva Amarli, Besaver Panam Yafos. Tova Shartechos Baze, Vigamize Al Tanach Yodecha. You could keep doing both. Ki yesh nachas ruach ma'od l'fnei Hashem yisbarach b'zikui harabim kisheshomim divrei Torah u'musar v'chozim b'tshuva v'kolecha j'chozim b'tshuva hu olam alei v'ikatz v'hinei chalom. And he woke up quoting psukim by Paro v'hinei emes nachon adavar ki kiyotzi bazen. He says, I guess that's true because the Magen Meshurim also says it. Al titzta'er, he quotes from the Magen Meshurim in Parsha Shmos, al titzta'er sh'al sh'atam etapel b'nyoni atzibur v'idekach atam izbatal me'isek haTorah ki achoz bazeh v'gam bazeh al tanach yodecha ki shneim ke'echa tovim v'idekol zocha l'chaluk adrabana l'mevi l'iksonis pasim ke'isek haTorah l'chud v'tzorach yitzibur l'chud v'chein tfilo l'chud u'mikulu izavidu hanun levushin diyakar dislabasha behu barnash kanofig mehai alma. Your beautiful coat of many colors will be learning and teaching and mitzvahs. And so Rav Avadia had that dream, and that's why he kept being Marbitz Torah in all different ways. Okay, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, a lot more by dreams. Remember the Barbuta fish in Agos Ashri and Avodah Zarah, but not for now. Let's continue. So says the Gemara, Eisvei, so we just said that if there's a sale before the animals are born, so then it's Patur. So not Patur, then there's a Chiyav of Meister Behema, El Yachim Lebalazar, Halakuach Chalam Mechuzer Zman. One minute. If you have a Petur Lakuach on Mechuzer Zman, on day 6 of their birth, before day 8, so you see the Petur Lakuach is Chal. So what's the difference between that and not even being born? That's even more Mechuzer Zman, but is it in the same category? Amar Lei Zuena Mishnah. Rebalazar says, that's not a reliable Brisa, that it's Chalam Mechuzer Zman. Right, that's the one of Reb Chaim's rayas that Amoram could argue on Tanoim. How could they just say Zuin Mishnah? Is it because they knew Zuin Mishnah or they have that authority? Okay, either way, Vim Tefsalom or Mishnah, and even if you want to say it's true, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Yimishim Reb Shimon, that's a Das Yachid. To Amar, Mechuzer Zman, Nechaz Adil Esaser. Mechuzer Zman could be one of the 10 that goes through. So he's the one that says that Lakuach could be Chal, because it's already in the world. Vahari Huka Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Lefnei Zmano Bechor V'lachar Zmano. Just like Bechor is Kadosh automatically right when it's born, but cannot be Hukrav until day 8. Bechuzer Zman, Kadosh Lefnei Zmano Bechor V'lachar Zmano. So the Mechuzer Zman. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. But that is not my Shita, and therefore, but Rabbi Shimon would be Modeh by an Ubar. Right, that there's no Patur. should be mode by an Uber. It's not discussion. That's a Rashi, or the Mefarshim add in. Okay. Baiter. Tani, there's more here, but, we have to continue. Tani Tanaka made the Rav. There was a Brisa that was said in front of Rav. Ezeo Esnan, Shenichnas Ladirles Aser. What's the case of an Esnan? Usually an Esnan is Aser to be Makriv. An Esnan, an animal that was given to a Zona as payment. So that's Esnan Zona is Aser to be Makriv. But what's a case that can be Ezeo Esnan? Esnan is not Aser Lehedyot. It's just Aser to be Makriv. Ezeo Esnan, Shenichnas Ladirles Aser. So what's the case that an Esnan can be Nichnas Lehis Aser to be within the 10, Rashi explains, if the Esnan is the one that goes out, so then you have to wait till it gets a mum. You can't give it as a carbon. And if it's not the one that goes out, then fine. But it can be counted within the 10. That's what Rashi says. So what's the case? If you gave it, and then you bought it back from her. So the Mefarshim talk about, well, we'll see second. Let's continue. But if what do you mean? But if you bought it back, isn't that lakuach? And therefore there should be pater. Right, parenthetically, this is the raya that Rishonim bring, that even if it was yours and you bought it back, there's still a p'tur lokeach. Because here you had it and you bought it back. Rashi says it beferish. Rashi earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. If you look back there, Rashi said it beferish. That the p'tur lokeach is even if you buy it back. So Rashi says there, the Menchas Chinuch says it, in Mitzvah Shin Samach, that's what Rova assume. And this is different. Tosfos and Bamatzia points out then the Ptur Lakuach by Maisris. Ptur Lakuach by Maisris is if you get it back, then maybe the Ptur does not apply. Here the Ptur applies even if you buy it back. Good. So if the label okeach, you bought it back, so aren't you Pater for that reason? Ishtamitze Hadam Ravasi, Amar Biochanan, Lokach Asar Ubarm, Mea Iman, Kulam Niklasan Ladir Lazaser. Maybe you bought it back when it was still in utero. Right, and that's the case. Big discussion, can you buy an Ubar, a fetus in utero? Isn't it a davar shalo bala olam? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Reish Tes, says, it's a davar shalo bala olam. Ein adamakna, davar shalo bala olam. Bein b'mecher, bein b'matnas bari, bein b'matnas shchimira. You can't buy a davar shalo bala olam. And what's an example that the Shulchan Aruch gives, one of them? Masha teleid behemazu. Masha teleid parasi. Lo amar klum. So how did this work? So, second Chachma Shlomo of the day. Shlomo Kluger on the bottom says, maybe Hukar Ubra is different. Right? Maybe once the pregnancy is clear, it's Nikar, maybe that's different. Vidinim, Hukar Ubra, Mchalakinyan, Ein Bachronim, but that could help out. And that also relates to the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Again, all of these are different types of Lobala Olams, but the Rambam, the amazing Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, Ha'omer L'Achaveirom, Yalta Ishkana Kevari Mkudeshesli. Man wants to marry a woman who is not born yet. The man says to his friend, if your wife has an akeva, so then, mukudeshesli lo amar klum. Can't be married to something is lo bala olam. Vim haisa eshes chaveiro mu'uberes v'hukar ha'ubar harezu mukudeshes. Wow. Can be married to a fetus. The yirali shitzarach lachzar ulakadish osa me'aviha achar shetivaleid kidei sheyachnes osa b'kidushin she'ein bohem dofi. An amazing lashon. What's the Rambam saying? Does it really not work, so you have to do it again, or does it really work and you're just being machmir? But that's the Rambam. We don't have time to go into it now. Zayin te Zayin in Hilchos Ishus about marrying to a davar shelo bala olam. Here, our Gemara is about the chefsa of davar shelo bala olam. Okay, but either way, that's the case of Esnan that counts. Says the Gemara, v'te'asra ihi. Why do you have a case that you buy it back? Why can't the case be talking about that she's going to give the Esnan? And she has Meiser Behema. Bizonis Kusis. Talking about a non-Jew is Zona. And that's why it's not Shaykh to talk about. Falukba Bizoni Yisraelis Fateyasu Ihi. So why is that the Ukimta? Why don't you just take a talking about a Jewish Zona? And she's going to give the Meiser. Kamash Malad. The Zona Yisraelis Lohavi Esnan. Machlokas in the Gemara. Maybe a Zona Yisraelis is not an Esnan. Tosfos says in a case where there is no Chayve Krisis with his Tfisas Kiddushin. Kidda Abaya. Damar Abaya. Zona kusis esnana aser. A zona kusis esnana is aser. That is the status of an esnan. The Minchas Chiddush points out, even if there are some Rishonim that say, bia with a nachris is an ancient iser derabanan, you could have esnan deoraisa, even if the iser is not deoraisa. So esnana aser. So zona kusis esnana aser, a koin abal in a loke mishum lo yichalal zaro. And a koin that is with her is not loke for lo yichalal zaro, because she's not called a zona deoraisa. The iser of isha zona v'chalalo lo yikachu doesn't apply. Zona yisraelis, esnana mutter, And we explain. Zona Kudin says an Usar Gamar Toeva Toeva Me Arias. Ma Arias de Lotafsi Bu Kiddushin of Zona Bahach Lotafsi Bakidushi. There's no Tisis Kiddushin by a guy. And therefore, that's what's required here to be considered an esnan. The Kohen Haba Alein Aloka Mishum Loichalal Zaro, the Loichal Zaro Amar Achmona V'Hai Lav Zare Hu. Right, it's only a zona if the Zaro will be mechulal. Here, they wouldn't because the children will be non-Jewish, and therefore that Isser does not apply. The Rambam paskins by Yisur in Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach. What do we paskin by esnan? We paskin kol sheyesh bo sham avodah zarah lo yasal nachas hakodesh avishu mutar banoya. Ezeu esnan echad zona gaya o shifcha o yisraelis shehi erva alav o mechayve lavin. All of those are called esnan lahalacha. Aval hapenuya afilo haya kohen esnena mutar. V'chayt ishto nida esnena mutar. Aval bishi erva. Right. That's a machlokas bishur. Rambam. This is a tucked away Rambam. Is Nida in the world of Arias? Does the Rambam Lashitasa? The Rambam says yes. Bali Tosfos say no. The Rambam here in Yisurim Izbeach, Ches Dalar Ches, Nida. Okay. Weiter. Ha'achin ha'shutafin. Brothers that are shutafin. Right, there are two ways that brothers, the Mishnah talks about here, that brothers could have the estate. Situation one, the brothers did not split up the estate yet. So at that point, it's Ki'ilu, their father, still has the property. Or, secondly, the brothers split it up. So, there are opposite shitos regarding Meiser Behema and Kelbone. Meiser Behema, there's a patur of Meiser Behema if it's owned by Chutfin, partners. There's a patur of Meiser Behema. But, there's something called Kelbone. We know from Masechah Shkalim. Kelbone, the machlokas we've shown him what exactly it is for, but it's a little extra payment that we give for the machzaz shekel. Either, machlokas we've shown him, Rashi here quotes, either because of Hechra or Chiluf. Either because, you know, when you give your machzaz shekel, it could be that the shekel is a little worn out. So we want to make sure that we don't cause a loss to the base of Migdash, so you can always give a little extra. You give a Kelbone. Others say, well, it's for the price that it would cost, the expenses of having to change the money, right? Because sometimes the shkalim, there's so many shkalim, so he changes it into a more expensive coin. So the money changer fee. But either way, the kelbone is an extra payment. But kelbone only has to be paid if you're paying for yourself. If you're paying for somebody else's shekel, then Chazal said it's okay, you don't have to get the kelbone. So if the father is paying for the sons, then he's going to be putter from kelbone. But he's going to be chayiv and meiser behema because it's ki'ilu, it's the father's animals. It's not partners. So that's what we're going to see. There's an inverse relationship between kelbone and meiser behema. Ha'achana shutafin, shechayavin bekelbone, when they're chayiv and kelbone, meaning they split it up. It's not their father's. They're giving their own machzah shekel. They already split up the property. So they're chayiv and kelbone, patur and meiser behema, they're going to be patur and meiser behema because they're partners. Shechayavin and meiser behema, when they're chayiv and meiser behema, meaning before they split it up, it still belongs to the father, so to speak. So they're not partners, patur and not kelbone, because it's kilu, the father is giving on behalf of the sons. Kanu, mitvisas abayis, if the yarshin did from the estate, this is explaining, so chayavin, so then they're chayiv, the imlav piturin, and if not, if they read, they got it from the tfisas abayis that the chayiv and the meiser behema. If not, they're pater. Chalku chazru b'deshtatvu, but if they split it up and then they made a shutfis again, chayiv and bekelbone piturim and meiser behema, as we just said, because then they're shutfin, so they're chayiv and kelbone because they're giving their own machzah shekel, but they're pater for meiser behema because they're shutfin, and that's the patur. Tana rabbanan yelacha v'lo shel shutfis. That's the special din. Lecha, it should be for you. Rashi quotes, Ashayyah lecha, and Asha shutf, not of shutfin, only of yours. Yachal afilu kana mitfisas abayis. You might think, even if it still belongs, so to speak, to the estate, tamalomer yihiyah. No, that's included in the chiyav. V'hai be'bachar k'siv, isn't that by bachar, as we asked earlier? And menu eni le'bachar, ta'isa b'shutfis, t'chziv u'bacharis be'karchem b'tzonchem, ta'neu eni le'maisa behema. So Meiser Behema, so it's amazing. Often in the Torah, it says Bechor, and it means Meiser. Because based on context and halacha, you know that's what it means. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, pa'amim shechayavin bazeh o'bazeh, u'pa'amim shepeturim bizeh o'mizeh, pa'amim shechayavin bekelbon u'peturim b'meiser behema, u'pa'amim shechayavin b'meiser behema u'peturim b'nekelbon. Right, each of the four permutations. And again, the rule is, we know, if it's, we're going to go through, chayavin bazeh o'bazeh, when you chayiv in both, chalku b'ksafim, you already split the money. If you split the money, then it's everybody's paying their own machzor shekel, so they're chayiv in kelbone. V'lo chilku bebehema, and you didn't split up the behema, meaning the animals still belong to the father, so it's not shudfin regarding animals. So you're chayiv in maaser behema. Pturin mizeh mizeh, the opposite. Shechelku bebehema v'lo chilku beksafim. You split up the animals, says ptur shudfin, and you didn't split up the money, so it's kilu the father's giving the machzor shekel on behalf of the kids, so there's no chayiv in kelbone. Chayiv in bekelbone pturin mizeh behema shechelku bezeh bezeh. Well, you split up both, so then you're chayiv and kelbone, because you're paying yourself. You're pater v'maiser behema, because it should fin. Chayiv and maiser behema, pater v'na kelbone, shaloh chilku b'zeh b'zeh. Well, you didn't split up either one. So the Gemara says, Chita, that's pretty obvious. We know the yesodos from the Mishnah. So what's the chiddush of these four permutations? We know the rules, right? If you pay your own shekel, you have to pay kelbone. If you have partners in a Meiser Behema, you're Pater. And if the opposite is true. So Pshita. So Chelko Bebehema V'lo Chelko B'Ksavim Mitzrichalei. That's the Chiddush, where you split up in the Behemos and not the money. Saka Dai Dachamina Kim and the Chelko Bebehema. Since you split up the animals, Galu Daitayu De La Mifla Kaimi. So it's clear that you're going to split up the money. Ula Chayvo Bekelbon. And you should be Chayvo in the Kelbon already. Kamash Bola, no. But until you split up the money, so then you are not going to be chayiv. Period. Amar Rav Anan, lo shanu, when do we say that if you split it up and then you became shutfin again, then you're considered partners and you're pater from Eiser Behema? Ela shechilku gediyim keneged tiyashim, v'tiyashim keneged diyim. That's where not everybody got the same exact things. That's where you say, oh, this is a new shutfis, and you're pater from Eiser Behema. Ava chilku gediyim keneged gediyim, u'tiyashim keneged tiyashim. But if everybody got exactly equal, Omer is a chelko hamagia misha rishon lakach. Then we might say that this isn't a new situation. It's going back to what it originally was, and therefore maybe there wouldn't be a ptur of meiser behema. Radachas misa, each own half of every type. So giving it to like this, it's just like a chaluka, and therefore you wouldn't have the ptur. From Nachman Amar, no, afilu l'chalko gediyim k'neged gediyim, et yashim k'neged yashim, ein omrim zehu ha'chel ha'magia mishar rishon l'kach. Maybe not. Even if everybody has the equal points, you would not say that it's as if ki'ilu, you went back to the beginning. Reb Elazar Amar, a different limitation, but similar. Lo shtarno l'shechalko tes k'neged yud v'yud k'neged tes. If they got different amounts. Av'chalko tes k'neged tes v'yud k'neged yud, omer zehchalko ha'magia mishar rishon l'kach. Maybe you go back, you say this is what it was originally. And therefore, we'll see, the Gemara doesn't say befeirish, but Rashi says, for Rabbi Yochanan Amar, same shita, afilu chalko tes k'neged tes v'asor k'neged asara, ein omer zeh chalko amigia mishar rishon lakach. What's the issue here behind these Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan? Breira. Breira, do we say once this is split up, this is what originally was? See, if you have equal portions, so you could say, yesh breira, goes back to what originally was, and it's not a new stage. Or do you say, no, ein breira. So even once it's split up, we don't say that it is ki'ilu, it happened earlier. Right, l'halacha, remember, we paskin bidda araisa, ein breira, bidda rabbanan, yesh breira. There is a machlokes about that psak, right? Is that, the Ran says, it's just mitam chumra. Mitam chumra, and therefore, you know, ein breira bidda araisa. So therefore, according to the Ran, if there would be a chumra to say yesh breira bidda araisa, that's what we would say. Right, it's just mitam chumra. The Yamshel Shlomo argues with the Ran. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, says, no, it's mitam vadai. Mitam vadai, we paskin yesh breira bidurabanan and ein breira bidaraisa, not to do dafka with chumra and kula. Even if it ends up being a kula midaraisa, we would paskin ein breira and yesh breira midurabanan. Again, breira, as we know, the Marshal says, it's the biggest sugi in Shas, right? Arucha meretz mida, right? The pasuk in Eov, he has pages and pages on it, in Mesechas Gittin, but either way, that's the sugya of Breira. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow I have a bris, I'm not going to be able to give shir, but in Bezrem we'll pick up in a couple of days, when we, continue here, as we continue the march, the last couple of dafim here in Mesechas Bechoros. Okay, again, today's shir and the month's shirim was sponsored. Lila Nishmas Yitzchak Aryeh ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Shachter, sponsored by the family, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren.